Hello everyone, this is Rocco Sansone, comic book editor of ReVix.com, and I'm standing here with the authors of Millennials of New York, Connor Toole, and Alec McDonald.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Rocco, thanks for having us.
So, tell us, what exactly is Millennials of New York?
It's a parody of Humans of New York, satirical, and now it's a book.
Yeah, so we basically make fun of all the things about millennials that they're asking to be made fun of, and we started about a year ago and started as a Facebook page, and now it's a real actual book.
How'd you guys get the photos and the blurbs near the photos?
Well, we take the photos usually of friends, and then we just make up the captions to make fun of millennial culture in a fun and friendly way.
Yeah, so we worked in an office with a lot of millennials, so a lot of the people that we worked with, we just had to go outside and stand on the sidewalk. A lot of the times, we would just take a topic and try and figure out a caption for that, and then sometimes we do have pictures where someone's just doing something a little ridiculous, and so we base it off what they're wearing or what they're doing. But most of the time, it's just we pick a topic about millennial culture that we just want to make fun of, and we make fun of it.
How did this idea come about?
Well, we wrote together for Elite Daily, and we were just kind of trying to come up with something funny to do for the day. And this was what we thought of. And then after we wrote the article, we just decided to make a Facebook page for fun. And it blew up after that, and we didn't know why. I mean, we didn't know why.
Yeah, it was great. We just started it. We shared it with our friends, and all of a sudden it just sort of grew organically. And before we knew it, we had a semi-popular page on Facebook and with all the fun parts that come with it.
And the book is parodying Humans of New York. Have you heard anything from the author at all?
Not really. He likes us on Facebook, and he followed us on Twitter. So I think he likes it. Thing is, it doesn't make fun of Humans of New York. It makes fun of millennials using Humans of New York as a model.
He actually did message us a couple of weeks ago, and we sent him a copy yesterday. So hopefully we'll hear back and see how he actually feels about the book. But he hasn't sued us yet, so we're doing something right.
How's the reaction to the website you guys doing and the book been?
Super positive. Everyone seems to like it and isn't too angry at us ever. We were surprised by how smart people on the internet can actually be, despite the fact that so many people see it and don't get that it's a joke. There are tremendous amounts of people that do.
Yeah, so far so good, and thankfully everyone has enjoyed it, and we really enjoyed getting put it together. So the reaction has been great, and we're hoping that as more people read it, we'll just keep getting more feedback, and hopefully it'll all be positive.
You mentioned in your panel, some group in Utah got really angry at you guys at a post. Can you explain that?
Yeah, so we wrote this post kind of making fun about, how unrealistic porn is, and it was kind of the idea is this guy learned everything about sex from porn, which no one does, and just talking about how silly porn is, right? And then this group from Utah saw it, didn't get that it was a joke, and then shared it on their page, and they have 1 million followers, and their 1 million followers mobilized and complained about the post, even though they didn't realize that it was kind of agreeing with them that porn is weird, and got it taken down by Facebook because they complained enough.
And that kind of opened our eyes up to the other side of the internet, and we have a lot of dedicated fans who really enjoy everything we do. But at the same time, we have a lot of people who take it a bit too seriously, don't understand it's a joke, and that was sort of the best example of that taken too far.
How do you guys handle all the negative posts on your Facebook on all these images, like you said, of the porno?
Well, usually there aren't that many. Usually people on the internet are, at least our followers, are super smart and funny and kind and stuff, and they'll handle it for us. We don't do anything. When somebody says something they don't get it or they're being negative, all our commenters and followers will tell them they don't get it and tell them to stop being negative, and so we don't have to do anything at all.
And it's really fun. It's just entertainment for us, because if you go to the post and you yell at us for doing it, then we've done something right.
Do you guys have anything else in store, like a sequel to the book or anything like that?
No, not right now. We're making a made a web series, and our most recent season of that is coming out in a week, actually, the first episode. So it's a Millennials New York web series, and you can find it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, so right now we're just kind of expanding on it, keep doing what we're doing, and we haven't gotten tired of doing it yet, so we're just going to hope people keep enjoying it.
Do you get requests from other people to do the photos and blurbs like that?
We do sort of sometimes, but mostly we just use our friends or our coworkers at Elite Daily. Most of the book is comprised of our coworkers from Elite Daily that let us take photographs of them and then also maybe confuse people on the internet about them being the worst people in the world.
Yeah, it's we have a lot of people that have, I think, are inspired by it, and we do have a lot of comments of people adding their own captions to the post, and occasionally they can be really funny. So it's nice that people do enjoy it as much as they do and engage with it as much as they do.
Who's the one that comes up with the most, like, ideas?
It's exactly equal.
Yeah, it's really, if we just, something we think is funny, we'll throw it at the other person and go from there.
In the book, there you have charts and, what do you call them?
Graphs.
Charts and graphs, so, like, infographics. How'd you guys come up with that?
Well, we wanted to find a way to make the book not just exactly, I mean, the book has hundreds of captions and photographs that aren't online, but we wanted to break it up with these, like, fun infographic things, and, like, kind of it was a more experimental thing we could do in the book form that we couldn't do online as easily.
Yeah, so for us, we just wanted to break it up, and it was really nice that we just got to do it, and we just hope people enjoy everything when it's all together.
Do you have anything else to add?
Nope.
Yeah, we just hope people enjoy the book as much as we enjoy putting it together.
Thank you guys for talking to me. It's been great.
Thank you, Rocco. Appreciate it.